Panda Talks is a podcast that uses adult language and has adult themes. Viewer discretion is advised for anyone under the age of 14.
Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Panda.
And I'm Brady.
And we busted out our tinfoil hats. Everyone get your tinfoil hats on because this is our first conspiracy theory episode. We are going to be talking about TV desensitizing us. So let's go ahead, grab our drinks, let's kick up our feet, and let's get talking. Brady, what are you drinking? Are you trying to make it ASMR?
No.
Shake the ice.
I'm drinking a crisp Mountain Dew again.
Again? Are you gonna... Well, that made no noise.
I don't think you can hear it. I'm too quiet of a drinker.
Are you going to do the...
I'm going to choke if I do that.
Okay, don't choke.
What are you... I don't know another word for drinking. I tried to make it fancy. What are you drinking?
I thought I'd mix it up tonight. And then I just settled on my jasmine green tea. So I didn't actually mix it up, but I did think about that. I almost did a chai latte, but... Oh, I've been not feeling good, been feeling bloaty, and I'm like, I gotta stop drinking the cream. I love cream. Love cream, but,
so I got some cream for you.
Oh, not that cream.
You set them up, I'll knock them down.
All right, well, I legit was gonna make us, origami tinfoil hats, and have them be our conspiracy hats, and then every time we do a conspiracy theory episode... Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that on our break or something. But today, we are going to be talking about TV desensitizing. Now, this is a new topic. I have a client that we talk conspiracy theories. When his whole hour massage is just conspiracy theory time. And he told me about this documentary I'm going to recommend with a trigger warning. It is called From Out of the Shadows. You can find it on YouTube. The trigger warning is if you do not like just even the thought of children being hurt, this is not documentary for you. I mentioned before that things involving kids, I just feel too much. And it really will disturb me for freaking forever. But this is one that I legit lost sleep at. I could not sleep after watching this documentary. So there's your trigger warning, but it is actually interesting. And if you don't want to watch it, the TLDR, or at least the bit we're going to talk about today, is a stuntman ended up injuring his back doing a stunt. I can't recall what movie he was doing it for, but ended up seeing a specialist to kind of help him rehabilitate, a therapist. They didn't really say what kind she specialized in, and she kind of brought up all the dark stuff with Hollywood, all the like devil worshiping and child abuse and things that you hear about, you know. But he kind of dove way into it. And I'm going to be honest, the documentary, like, you think it's going one way and then they're like, oh, and also devil worshiping and also child abuse. And like, it goes like six different ways at once. But what he realizes and brings up is that movies are subliminally telling us things. So when they happen in real life, we're not like upset or shocked because we're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the famous one is like, you know, all the old Disney cartoons, like, oh, all the satanic stuff in here, you know, all the like,
oh yeah,
the like, penises. Every old Disney show movie has a penis in it somewhere.
And Aladdin saying, "Take off your clothes."
Yeah. Something like that. Subliminal things like that. And I find it really interesting because he points out he was a stuntman for Zoolander. And if anyone's seen that movie, Derek Zoolander is a model who's being brainwashed. So when a certain trigger word, or in his case, music plays, he kind of goes into assassination mode and tries to kill the prime... I'm trying to think of what they call him. The prime rib of
Malaysia.
Is that what they call him?
He's of Malaysia, but I can't remember.
I remember prime rib, but I thought there was something more to it. Like, they couldn't even get Malaysia, right?
Probably.
It's the prime minister of Malaysia.
And that's based off an actual thing called MK Ultra.
Yeah, MK Ultra is like a legit thing. So that's kind of what we're kind of going over today, because I have also noticed this myself. And it, I don't know, this documentary definitely... it makes you watch movies in a different light. Like, every time I watch any movie, TV show now, I'm just like, okay, like, what subliminally are they telling us today? You know, what's this movie? Like, we're very heavy into WandaVision, very, very heavy. And now I'm freaking out, like, okay, is my whole life a simulation? Is this really the Matrix? Like, that's my new paranoia. Did you have anything to add, or do you want me to just like do my speech?
You can go right into yours.
Okay, well, so that was the big concept. Don't read my notes.
Why?
Stop reading my notes. It's not suspenseful when you read my notes. So that was the big thing. It's just the different movies. That's the one example he had, was Zoolander. I'm sure he had more, but yeah, just think about it. Think about it. And then this kind of ties into what you wanted to talk about. Your whole spiel is just that we see so much gore, so much violence. And I'm not trying to come off like that prudish mom that's like, oh, violence in the media, stop it. Or, you know, but I just remember it was like 5 or 6 years ago when there was that terrorist attack in, was it Paris or was it just somewhere in France?
It was Paris.
And like, your coworkers were like, yeah, we watched like raw footage, people like filmed on their phones and then uploaded it to YouTube. And your boss or supervisor, that dickhead in charge of you specifically, was like, yeah, I watched some guy get shot in the face. And they were just okay with that. And then now there's the new trend going around TikTok, or at least it was a couple months ago, of some man committing suicide. And people, like, you know, TikTok acted fast and took it down, but people downloaded it. You have a coworker that showed it to you on his phone. He downloaded it. Like, that's really disturbing stuff. That is so disturbing. Why are so many people okay with it? Is it because we watch so many movies where there's like mass shootings and suicides in? So that's my discussion today. That felt like a long intro, but I'm like wanting you to talk back now because I feel like I've just been talking. What do you have to add?
I don't know. We kind of talked about this ourselves a little bit, but I would definitely say that I am more of a horror movie guy. So we'll put that out there as far as gore goes. Like, I've never had a problem with it. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anything that made me go, that's too far, you know. But at the same time, I'm like, I saw that video, so he basically prefaced it by saying, hey, do you want to see something fucked up? And I was like, okay, but we had just been talking about, we were talking about something else. And so I'm like, oh, it's going to be like a prank video or something. I can't even remember what we were talking about. And I'm like, sure. And then he pulls out a video and it's a dude basically shooting himself. And I was like, I didn't want to see that. Like, it made me feel like shit the rest of the day, even for the next couple days. You know, like, it's always hanging out in the back of your head. Like, people always say there's certain things like you can't unsee. And I'm like, that's totally true. Like, you see it and it just sticks with you. So I took that mainly as a, I'm not desensitized to that, I guess, you know, because I look at it and I mean, as a kid, I loved it. You know what I mean? We got cable, and I remember watching certain channels, and some channels censored more stuff than other channels. And I remember watching certain channels and I'm just like, man, I can't believe they showed that. And then as a kid, I was like all for it. But now it's like, it's kind of one of those things like where you're looking at now, like you have kids, how you're like, man, when I was like 17 years old, I do all this stuff. And my parents are like, don't do that. That's stupid. And you're like, no, it's not. I'm a smart kid. Now that you have kids, you're like, man, that was stupid.
Well, because I'll agree with you on that. Like, I was into gore. Like, I guess I shouldn't say I was into it, but like, I could watch a movie with gore and it didn't disturb me. Like, it was just like, okay, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. I had fingernails is where I drew the line. Anything involving fingernails. Now everything, like, I don't know. I gotten so sensitive.
Did you close your eyes during Stir of Echoes when that girl's...
Yes, of course. That's disgusting. Don't even bring it in.
You love that movie, though.
No, yeah, but now that I had to close my eyes at that part and even plug my ears. That whole part's just... Okay, the first time we watched that, pre-kids, mm-hmm. it was hard to watch. But watching it post-kids, it's emotionally hard. Like, I can't get through it, so... Well,
and I guess that whole part would kind of fit into this conversation because you're basically witnessing an attempted rape.
I thought they did rape her.
No, they kill her before they rape her and then they don't dare do anything.
Oh, okay.
For
anyone who hasn't seen the movie,
but
spoiler alert.
Spoiler and trigger warning.
Gosh damn it.
But I feel like that one to me was kind of the opposite. Like I feel like that was made. It was made to make you feel uneasy, uncomfortable, like you don't want to be a part of this. But I don't know how you would ever have, like rape, and make it not be that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless I guess if you're trying to like, if you have a movie where somebody's just conditioned to, this is what you do when somebody comes over. You know, because it's still rape, but.
Yeah.
They might not see it as that.
This is off topic, but I would like to see... I shouldn't preface it like that. That's awful. But I feel like the idea of rape in everyone's head is that screaming, awful, forceful thing. I guess I'd like more awareness of... It can be as simple as, well, if you'd love me, you'd have sex with me. Mm-hmm. It could be a guilt trip. Like, so I shouldn't say I'd love to see more, but I would like to see more of an awareness of... Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say I want to watch more rape scenes, but maybe we should have, I guess, Uncle Buck. That's in Uncle Buck, right? Where she's like, stop, I don't want to do this. And he's like, of course you do.
Yeah. You want to be like cool or whatever. I can't remember what he says, but.
Yeah. Like, so I don't know. As awful as I feel, I guess I want to bring more awareness to, that's like off topic. That's nothing to do with this. That's just. Me as a woman looking at the world, I'm like, rape can mean many things, but everyone thinks one thing.
Yeah.
So
everybody just pictures
the awful.
The force.
It's all awful, but yeah.
Beatings and whatever.
Yeah. So anyways, that was off topic, but I'm trying to get back on the train. I was thinking of, oh, for me as a teenager to be okay with gore, I feel like I kind of I'm going to be honest. I felt kind of forced myself to be okay with it because for me, it's almost like, and we discussed this in our Halloween movies or movies in general. I can't remember which episode, but I felt like I wanted to watch scary movies with boys, but rather than be like, oh, I'm so scared, hold me in your big strong arms, I wanted to be like, you're a fucking pussy and I'm tougher than you. Like, I don't know why. I had to prove myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's the same with the gore. Like, I want to be like, oh, you're cringing, really? I can watch this. This is nothing, you know? And so maybe that's why, like, with you, somewhere along the line, I felt like I don't have to impress you. Even though I should still probably be trying. Mm-hmm. It's only been 9 years of marriage, but...
Well, you're not going to... Here's the difference between us. And I'm going to say this point blank, as real as could be. I'm
just
one of those
remember,
people.
As we're recording, Wiener Christmas is tomorrow, so don't say anything to piss me off.
I'm not going to. I will say that 100% we are on two separate pages. I can handle movie gore way better than you can, but you can handle actual gore way better than I can.
Oh, like Operation Ouch?
Operation Ouch.
Our daughter
or
is...
like just, and I feel like Dr. Pimple Popper, like I am 0%. Okay. Like if I hear
that's
those
not
words,
even gore.
I know, and I cannot do it.
Like, so juicy. I love it.
Just like, so I will say that. I'll be like, because I remember when we met, and this is a shout out to McCade. Me and McCade love.
He gets a shout out every episode.
We love the Final Destination movies. And that's all they are. It's like a love affair with how can we kill these people to make it weird, like crazy.
Like suck his
but
intestines out of his asshole.
One thing I did find out the other day that kind of made me uncomfortable, but I was like, eh. Most of those are based off of actual strange deaths.
Oh, so gosh. Like,
stuff that's happened to somebody. Because the one I brought up was in Final Destination, I believe it's three. No, yeah, it's three. It should be three. At one point, this dude like works in a Home Depot. And I can't remember how it happens, but he like falls and then like a staple gun like bumps into the back of his head and shoots his like shoots him in the head a bunch of times. And he dies from that. And I'm like, I don't know how that actually happened. But,
yeah, don't you have to like squeeze it like...
Well, it has a safety that has to be pushed up against something. So if it pushed up against your head, but yeah, you'd still have to pull the trigger. Unless I guess if you bumped hard enough, but shooting like 10 times, I don't think that could happen unless it's a faulty tool. But I remember like, I was like, that's a weird one. But then we used to have that show called 1,000 Ways to Die or whatever. Was that what it
was? Was that on Spike TV?
Yeah.
I remember that. And they were like, just the most, everything was sexual. Everything. The death had nothing to do with sex, but like leading, I was like, this young couple is having sex, and then later she got mauled by a grizzly bear. Like,
well, they had there was one I think where the guy just died in his apartment and his animals ate him. That one,
he's probably jacking it right before. Probably the one that sticks out to me the most is a young couple went on their first date, and he set up a tent in the woods. And so they started having sex, but he wasn't good. So she kicked him out of the tent and was doing it herself. When the wind picked her up and threw her across the valley, and like, so she flew and died. And I'm just like, you could have just said she was in a tent and this happened. Like, why the whole lead up was sex?
That's funny. My most memorable one is, can't remember what the lead up is, but basically the guy shoots a beehive with a shotgun to get rid of it. And then lo and behold, he's allergic to bees.
Oh,
and
no.
So he gets stung and dies.
Spike TV's 1,000 Ways to Die.
But yeah, so I think it's one of those things. Like I've just always had this weird, but then again, I'm kind of a bitch about it because like I remember watching one of the Texas Chainsaw movies. And they just had like, it was gore just to have gore. Like it was like, we're a Texas Chainsaw movie. We got to throw in as much gore as possible. And I'm like, I respect gore, but at the same time, I'm like, it's kind of like jump scares in video games now.
Yeah. It's just when you rely too much on gore, it's just like, is this needed? Like, I think that's where I land today with gore, even though I am more squeamish, I guess is the word. It's not that I have a problem with gore, but there was a while there where every movie was like, we're jump scare and gore galore. And it's can we just have a good like atmosphere and not saying no gore. I'm not saying no jump scares, but they have a time and a place and it shouldn't be the whole movie.
Well, I think if you do it right, you don't really need gore. I mean, I'm not saying don't throw it in, but I'm just saying some of the scariest movies I've ever seen have zero gore.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, and it's funny because in my mind, that's this whole thing. Cause I remember like watching that video that kid had on his phone. And then I remember I was watching, it was on ESPN, believe it or not. It was they were talking about this player, sports player. I can't even remember who it is. And they're like, he grew up in this place. this place is crazy with crime. And it like starts showing all these gang stuff. And then it just shows like a person's head laying in the middle of the road. And this is on cable. This is like regular. This is ESPN. And it has just this head laying in the road. And then off to the side is the body covered with a blanket.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I'm just like, I remember seeing that and I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, I did not want to see that. Like, at all. I wanted 0% to see that. And so I don't know. It's just, it's funny to me because I feel like there are people out there that they're totally like, that was just another, oh well.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people watching those videos on YouTube of the people getting, I don't know if they're on YouTube. I don't think you can show death on YouTube, but on the internet of people dying, basically. I remember one time, I won't say who, but I remember we were at a function and there was somebody going around showing this video of a crazy car wreck. If you remember that.
It took me a minute, but yeah.
And I remember thinking, there's no way these people survived.
Yeah, it's, and it like was like a suburban. So like, what if they had kids in there?
Yeah, why are we car getting obliterated by a semi? And they're all like laughing about it. And I'm like, this makes me sick. Like, yeah. I don't like this at all.
And at that same function, two of the people had just came back from Moab. Different functions, same group of people. Mm-hmm. Two of the people just came back from Moab and they went down like one of the slick rocks because they mm-hmm. were jeeping. They paid someone to jeep them around. And she's like, well, back in the 90s, like this awful accident happened. And he showed them the video. And I guess he did this to all the people he drove. And their initial reaction was just to laugh. And he's like, no one's ever laughed at that before. And then they pulled up the video and showed everyone. And luckily, I don't think anyone died in that one. But still, mm-hmm. it was like, okay, I brought that up for no reason. But
well, that's the difference, I guess, is because we watch like Driving School on YouTube and it's like car wrecks, but it's like, no, every video is like, nobody died. Everybody's okay.
It's like fender benders and
yeah. Fender benders. There's like some people rolling cars, but it's pretty much always like, everyone's believe it or fine. Not, minor injuries. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, that's, I can totally watch this if I know that nobody died. You know?
No kids were involved.
But yeah, it's funny. Like I don't, maybe it's me becoming an adult, but I don't understand how there's people out there that are that desensitized.
Yeah. So one more, we kind of digressed,
mm-hmm.
but I have one more question I've been wanting to ask you. Was this a fever dream or did this really happen? You told me one time that you had a magazine and in the back of the magazine was like a bunch of people.
Yeah, it was in the middle of the magazine.
Middle of what magazine? Okay. To finish the question, so no one out there is confused. Brady told me once he had a magazine when he was young, 13?
No,
nine?
This is high school.
Okay. Not too much innocence. You already, like, innocence was lost, okay?
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of people that were dead. Like,
yeah.
Someone was hung, and it was graphic. What the hell kind of magazine were you looking up? Is this going to get you in trouble with your mom?
It was not for kids magazine. We'll say that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No. Like, it wasn't mine, but yes, it was an adult magazine.
Okay. Well, my question was, how do you think that affected you? Like, do you think...
I will say this. I had a song that I loved. And then I saw that it was about like, I can't remember if it was about dying or suicide or murdering somebody, but it was like a funny song. It was by the Bloodhound Gang, but I can't remember what song it was. But I remember after I saw like those pictures, I was just like, I no longer listen to that song. Like, cause every time I listen to it,
those images would just pop in your head.
Yeah.
Was it? I hope you flip some guy the bird.
Like that came along later. Oh, it was Lift Your Head Up High and Blow Your Brains Out.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. That, cause that song, I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. But then after you see a video of some dude or a picture of some dude that did that, you're like, that's not very funny, actually.
I just can't believe that would be in a magazine. Like, that just seems like too, like, sensitive information. Like,
well, I mean, it's everywhere now. I mean, I don't know. It's just, you find them in surprising places, I guess. Places you never, like, expect to see it. And there it is.
Yeah. Okay, we've digressed just the tiniest of bits.
We have other points to get to.
We're talking more real life. We need to get back on the conspiracy train. Okay, so we digressed. We did this back ass word. But shit, how does that go? Back. Yeah. I can't even think. I'm so freaking tired.
You said it right. I mean, it's ass backwards, but back ass words.
Bass ackwards. That's what I meant to say. Bass ackwards. Is TV, is media, is big devil Hollywood desensitizing us? So that's why we're okay with watching people commit suicide on TikTok. That's why we're okay with watching a live. Did you lock the back door?
Yes.
Gosh damn. Sorry. I am so paranoid in this house these days. Anyways, what was I saying? So that is the question today, is Hollywood, that's our conspiracy theory. That's the train we're on. So can we look at examples?
I think, I remember, I don't even know if this is accurate. It may be because of where we grew up, but I remember, if you remember this TV show, I never watched it. I thought it looked stupid. I never wanted to watch it. It was The Secret Life of the American Teenager. And it was about, it's like this 14, 15 year old girl who gets pregnant. And then she's like, I'm going to keep the baby and I'm going to raise it. And it's like a whole show about how she gets like alienated and stuff. I never wanted to watch it, but my little sister was obsessed with it. And my parents didn't want her watching it because they were afraid that it was like glorifying like teenage sex. So it's making like, and I honestly can't disprove that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. You can't go back and get a straight answer from like way back in the day. But I feel like nowadays, nobody really makes it. And this is going to be a controversial statement. Nobody makes it to marriage before they have their first sex. You know what I mean?
I think some people do. We're in Utah. I think some people do. Have some faith in humanity. The controversial statement. But obviously I have daughters, so I've thought about what future talks we'll have in the future.
Yes.
And I think me and you are on the same page that we know if they're going to do it, if they're going to do it. And we're going to encourage 100% safe sex. But also, this is not on topic, but here we go. Like, you know, here's the pros of waiting till marriage.
Yeah.
But just be safe until then. But
we might have covered that in our sex talk.
We did, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, that's one thing that they brought up and I'm like, I mean, it could be, cause I feel like every TV show you watch nowadays, that's not Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, whatever. It's, if it has like a 16, 17 year old kid, they're usually like sexually active or whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird that you would just include that, like,
yeah,
as
like,
a high school kid.
Looking back on Modern Family as an example, is I feel like they always had the teenagers like sneaking around having sex, like not like the parents almost catching them or whatever. Which I guess it is that when you really think about it, that's basically child sex on ABC Family. You know, which
so that could
I think is owned by Disney at this point, isn't it?
I have no idea. Probably. But yeah, that was my thought is I'm like, you know what? Maybe they're just trying to make sex mainstream. Maybe they're trying to get kids to think more about sex. And because I don't know, like I said, I don't know how it was back in my parents' age or like my grandparents' age. I don't know how it was back then.
We can kind of look back. I mean, what Disney movies pop out to you thinking back to the 70s, the 80s?
Yeah, I remember
Fantasia. Fantasia's famous for having that racist bit with the black nymph. I think it was a nymph, like shining a white centaur's hooves or something. Like racist heavy. And then Fantasia's famous for the devil. Mm-hmm. That big old devil scene, which
yeah,
I guess brings me to like the question, where do you draw the line between every conspiracy theory of this is just creative, whatever, and no, you're really onto something? Because I don't know, watching from Into the Shadows and they're like, they put the devil's image everywhere to get you comfortable with it. And then it showed that clip specifically from Fantasia. And then you have to think, well, is everything with the devil or his image in it like 100% subliminal messaging, or is it legit there to tell you a story?
Mm-hmm.
Like Treehouse of Horrors, for example, Ned Flanders. Is that there just to play a role, or is that there as subliminal messaging? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Like, it's weird to think about because you don't want to think about it. But at the same time, there's just no way. Because even if you, like, caught it, you're like, hey, you had this, nobody's going to admit and be like, yeah, so what?
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Like, but I don't know. It's, and the one thing that I thought about, we kind of talked about, I talked about with a kid from work. His name's Gavin. I'll probably get him to listen to this podcast. What's up, Gavin?
There's your shout out. You owe us now. We own your soul.
He said he wants to be on the show.
Oh, he's welcome.
But we were talking about, like, because I kind of told him what this episode was going to be about. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be about how TV desensitizes us to whatever. And then we kind of got on the subject of, like, I brought up the subject of violence and gore because we had talked about this. Like, I don't remember how old I was, but I remember watching, it was Hannibal on the USA Network. And at one point, it follows the book really well, so I'm not going to say the movie pushed it too far. The movie follows the book. At one point, he hangs this guy, and right before he hangs him, he cuts his stomach open. So as soon as he hits, like the rope gets tight, you know, his guts fall out and they fall on the street below. And then they showed it on TV, and I remember, I couldn't have been that old. It would have been like 13, 14. And I was like, oh man, that was crazy. That was awesome. You know, and yeah. Like, it was still kind of weird, but I was like, oh, that's cool. But then at the end of the movie, he kidnaps Clarice's enemy and basically drugs him up and cuts the top of his skull off, so his brain's out, and then proceeds to eat his brain while they're talking to him. He just cuts out parts of his brain and cooks it and eats it. And they showed it on TV. And I was just like, holy crap. Like, this is, you know, this is TV and I'm watching this. But then I remember when Titanic came out and there's a nudie part in Titanic. And we were watching it on HBO in a hotel on vacation. I want to say it was my whole family. We're all sitting there watching it. And then my mom's like, okay, I got to change the channel now for a couple of minutes. And
do you think they would have showed it on TV?
On HBO, yeah. HBO's uncensored.
I think you mean HBO.
But so, and it was funny to me because I'm like, my mom was so nervous about it. I would have been around the same age, so nervous about, you know, me seeing boobs and a butt on this PG-13 movie. And here I am at home watching.
It's Titanic. Titanic's not PG. It's R.
It's PG-13.
It's R.
I'll Google it. But so it's a PG-13 movie. Okay, I'll Google it real quick.
Well, while you're Googling it, I think that's interesting.
What is Titanic's movie rating?
I think that's interesting, and we could look up. I swear to you it was R. Did they change the rating?
I think it's because of the length, because it's okay. Like 3 hours and
let
change.
So my thought was, we could look at, you missed it. Gosh dang it. You keep distracting me. Brady's trying to catch a fly.
Sorry.
He missed it. The evolution of how we got to where we are today, because back in the day, like you couldn't say any swear words on TV, and now they're dropping. Nobody watches TV anymore. Everywhere streams.
Yeah.
And you don't have to edit your swears in streams. Like my dad was watching, I don't know what he was watching, but it was dropping F-bombs left, right, and center. And I was just like, my kid's in the room, and I have to send her to preschool. And when she says things, I have to answer to it. So
yeah,
could you not, you know?
They're always watching some Netflix show, and well, I understand, like, because they're all adults, so they don't really think twice about it.
Yeah. No, I get it, because I'm the same. Like, I'd love to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, but they swear too much, and it's not censored. So I'm like, well, I can't enjoy this because my daughter's in the room, and I don't want her saying the F word. But no, I was going to say, like, I think the big first controversial movie as far as swearing goes was Gone with the Wind. And that was the first movie that swore. And it was the famous line, "Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn."
And they had to fight to say it.
And they had to fight to say it.
Is that Gone with the Wind or Casablanca?
That's Gone with the Wind. I remember because I had to watch that god-awful movie in history one year. History? Drama? I don't know what class it was, but I just remember I hated it. It was like 2 weeks. We must have had a substitute. Mm-hmm. But like, that was a big deal. We couldn't say the word damn.
Yeah.
And look at where we're at now.
Well, I mean, the Brady Bunch. They weren't even allowed to share a bed, even though they were a married couple.
Wasn't that I Love Lucy? Weren't they the first to do that?
I Love Lucy might have shared a bed.
And that was huge back in that day.
Yeah, and they were actually married.
Yeah.
But I remember on the Brady Bunch, they never shared a bed, which I don't know if that's like because they didn't want to show people sleeping together, or if it was like that's how, because I feel like back in the day people had two beds.
Did
or maybe
they?
I'm wrong.
No, but that's another thing worth bringing up. Maybe not on this podcast or on this episode, but like I legit, I don't think people ever did that. I think that was just a media thing. Like they couldn't show it because I don't know. But that's a question for our grandparents.
So like way back in the day, they didn't even want to allude to the thought that these people might have sex at any point.
Yeah.
And now we're at the point where it's like, okay, well, we're going to do everything but freaking show the nudity. We're going to imply everything else.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, whatever you want to do, like, you make the rules. I don't. And so.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to is, like, they produce it, and then we as the people either love it or hate it. But since we're in such a, here I go, hipster panda, since we're in such a sheepish sheeple, you know, freaking people love everything. I know I'm finally part of the crowd with WandaVision, but like Mandalorian, everyone's losing their effing minds, and I'm like, it's not really that good. But I don't know. That's my argument I'm bringing to the table. I want to hear everyone else's opinion and their thoughts and whatever. Do you think the government and Hollywood, because apparently they're tied, are desensitizing us to things like aliens? Okay, how many alien movies? And just like how many celebrities in the news like recently came out with all this alien talk? Like,
well, and the government keeps trickling out.
Yeah, so when aliens like finally land on our front yard, are we even going to be surprised? Or are we going to be like, oh, I saw this in Independence Day, you know, like.
Is it going to be like Independence Day, or is it going to be like, hey, guess what? They're finally here.
I like to think it's going to be like Paul. Maybe not just like Paul. I don't really remember that movie.
No, they were scared of Paul.
Yeah, but he was cool.
He was cool.
He wore shorts.
I'm talking about like how the people react to the aliens, not how the aliens react to us.
Well, I'm just going to be honest. Aliens in general freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. I don't need to discuss it. It gives me anxiety. Move on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. And that's what's... I guess that's the hard part. This goes back to my film background of me taking college film classes. Is taking classes, and I think I brought this up on an earlier episode about like documentaries, but whoever is making the movie can make you see what they want you to see. Like they can take a scene and like play it out a certain way, because you can play the same scene two different ways, and based off of like either music or lighting or whatever, you can
or
make
just even what the narrator says.
Yeah, or just like tilting the music slightly, you could like change a complete scene. So it'd be like, oh, in this scene, this person's a good guy, this person's the bad guy. But then you change the music, and all of a sudden, the guy that was the bad guy is now the good guy, and the good guy is now the bad guy, just because they changed.
I think the easiest example is just any wildlife documentary. I mean, we were just watching Planet Earth with I was watching it with my daughters earlier, and it was the great caribou migration, and then it showed how the wolves were chasing down the caribou, and they played it off like big bad wolf catching a baby calf. But he could easily have flipped it the other way and been like, if it was a documentary about wolves, it would have been like, if this wolf does not catch this calf, this wolf will die because it'll starve to death. So in that case,
yeah,
you know, so I think that's the easiest. But no, I agree with what you said. Who the maker controls.
Yeah.
I think the best quote is Steven Spielberg making Jaws. He based it off the book Jaws. Spoiler alert, the ending of the book is very much different than the movie, and they brought it up to Steven Spielberg saying, like, you can't blow up the shark. And he said, I have these people in the palm of my hand. I can do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
Like, yeah,
I think that's the best quote to like kind of sum up what you're saying is exactly what, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like I said, I've said about, I'm not going to name the documentary, but it basically spends an hour and a half shitting on a certain place with footage of people being terrible humans. And then you go, okay, well, they shot that for 2-3 years. And it took them 2 or 3 years to get an hour and a half of people behaving badly. You know, it's like if you find somebody on an off day and record them on their off day and then be like, hey, everybody, this is how this person really acts. And then they're like, oh my gosh, that's eye opening. But then it could be like, no, you caught them on a shitty day. It's like that, the weird thing about Britney Spears, you know, she shaved her head because she was having like a bipolar episode or something.
I've been hearing a lot about her like today. She's been brought up a lot.
I don't know what's going on with that, but I've been hearing about it too.
There was a documentary released.
Was it?
Yeah, I was driving to my client's house and they talked about a documentary that was released by her and like some weird shit with her. I wasn't really listening to the radio.
Yeah.
And then giving my client a massage, he brings up a conspiracy theory about Britney Spears. And now you're bringing her up right now. So,
well, I saw this quote today. I had no idea what it was about, but it was like Justin Timberlake apologizing to Britney Spears. And I was like, oh, that's weird. So I didn't know about the documentary or anything. I just saw that little bit.
Justin Timberlake was also brought up in the conspiracy theory
Yeah, he was on Instagram. So I was like, okay. But yeah,
that's
like,
just really weird, the synchronicity of that.
You find somebody on one bad day, and then all of a sudden that's them.
Like Christian Bell on Batman.
Yeah, Christian Bell having a freak out on a guy on the set of Terminator, and then for a long time after, he's a douchebag. And then he goes to like children's hospitals dressed as Batman. It's like, hey, that's the guy that freaked out on the set of Terminator. And it's like, well, he's at children's hospitals, but okay.
Like that joke. You can feed 1,000 people, but they don't call you Vlad the Feeder. You can build 1,000 fences and they don't call you Vlad the Fence Builder, but you fuck one goat.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny. But yeah, and it's I don't know. And so I'll bring up a weird point that goes back to nudity. Surprise, surprise. So we were talking about that. Like, you can show all these crazy things, people getting decapitated on movies or having their guts fall out on the movie, whatever. But you can't show a boob. Like, you can show a butt, but if a boob pops out, that's the end of the world.
And Lord knows when a wiener flops its way into the screen.
Yeah.
All hell breaks loose.
Yeah, it's like, if you show, you can show a boob, I think, in a PG-13 movie, but if you have a wiener, vagina, automatic R, no matter what. But maybe there was some bush in Titanic, but it was, I think if you have a bush, it's like the same as wearing a bikini. I don't know.
Depends on the bush.
But so today, and I had a weird thought, because today I was at work and this lady was walking around breastfeeding her kid, just out in the open, just breastfeeding her kid.
Good for her.
And I was just like, okay. And then I was like, I wonder how many people are just like losing their shit, like in their mind. Like, my only thought with that is, I'm like, if you have your boob out and you're feeding your kid and I look at it, you're not allowed to get mad because you're the one with the boob out. And I don't see boobs like all the time at work. So I'm going to look at it because it's like the roadkill thing. I hate looking at roadkill, but I look at it every time.
Okay. Okay. You're painting yourself in a bad light. So what Brady's just trying to say, it's like the shock thing. It's not that he's staring. It's not that he's pervy. Yeah. It's just that, like, oh my gosh, you have to double take. Like, did I really just see that?
Yeah, you have your boob out. And so I'm thinking to myself.
Well, he is a perv, but he's a respectable perv.
Yeah, but I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, which cause of it, because I knew we were doing this podcast. And also,
maybe you shouldn't equate the miracle of life of a mother nurturing her young to roadkill.
Well, I can't think of anything good that I'm going to be like, holy shit, I guess a double rainbow.
Double rainbow.
It's like seeing a double rainbow.
Oh shit, I found a bag of Milky Ways.
Oh yeah.
That's a perfect example.
But, so it's like, I look at it, and then I look away, and then I stare at it. No, I'm just kidding. So I look at it, look away, and then I start like thinking about this podcast, because I knew we were going to do it, and I was like, huh, I wonder if it would be as big of a deal if we saw this on TV, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if we saw a woman breastfeeding on TV, so like, if they'd never made it taboo, would it be that weird that a woman is breastfeeding at a grocery store, you know?
Yeah, because that's my, because I'm a big, advocate. I don't know. I feel like you're active. I'm a big supporter of, I think women can breastfeed wherever and whenever.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. And my whole argument was like, you know what? It's us freaking white people again. We got a shit on everything. It's a damn freaking Catholic missionaries trying to culture the world. We looked at boobs and said, this is sinful. But like, you went to all these places considered, quote, savage, you know, mm-hmm. Africa and all the like, you know, the Polynesian islands, whatever. What is it called? What's the correct Polynesian islands? That's not a thing, is
Polynesia.
It? Polynesia. All the islands, South Pacific. That's the word I'm looking for. And it's just women with their boobs out, and that's just life. And it's not like the men are all big pervies and
mm-hmm.
whatever. It's just, that's life. That's just how they were. And then the missionaries are like, oh, this is a disgrace to, and we made it taboo. When it's natural. And that's but weird. That's
what's funny to me is because I look at it as more of a region thing. Because if anybody's seen, you know, Grown Ups, the one kid's talking about going to Milan in Italy. And he's like, they show boobs on TV there. And I think somewhere in people's minds here, especially where we live.
Especially Utah.
I think people have it in their mind that, like, okay, if you show boobs on TV, then this person's automatically going to get addicted to pornography. And I'm like, that's two completely different things. Like, yeah, you're seeing boobs on TV, but I look at these other countries in the world and I'm like, I don't think these countries are overrun with perverts, you know? So I think a lot of people think, oh, well, if we put boobs on TV, then everybody, the rapes are going to skyrocket. And teen sex is going to be at an all-time high.
We should probably look into, like, Europe and like, you know, Tahiti, all these places that like are known for like their topless beaches, and like see if there really is like a higher percentage in like rape and teen pregnancy versus, I'll just say USA, not Utah, because
Yeah.
our teen pregnancy way high up, but I'd like people to know that our teen pregnancy is also high up because everyone's married at 18, 19, and they have babies 9 months to the date after the
Yeah.
wedding.
And I mean, you got to look at variants too, because I mean, there's no nude beaches in like Sweden and Norway because it's
There could
cold.
be.
I mean,
It can get pretty warm up there in the summer.
for a month or two out of the year.
Yeah, because like Anchorage, Alaska can get up to like 70 degrees.
Yeah, I don't know. I
It can
don't
get
think there's any
hot.
nude beaches in Alaska. But I think, and the way I look at it is I'm like, okay, so that probably means there's less people on the streets, less people leaving their houses. So they're probably going to have different numbers than a lot of places. So you kind of got to look at similar places. So if you look at
Like,
France, then you got to look at America, you know?
I don't think Japan has any nude beaches. So we could look at Japan.
Well, Japan also censors their porn too, so they got a weird thing going on there.
Yeah, but they also have like
And they die when they have sex. That's what happened in Thousand Ways to Die.
Oh, is that what you're gonna bring up?
No, that was just I remember an episode where it was this couple, they were like just so timid, both of them. And they like were super like
They were like the Sims. They
yeah.
just
They
got
were
so
like
embarrassed they died.
super sheltered, super sheltered. No, then they had sex, but neither of them were, they were like got too excited and they
Oh.
both had heart
Were they
attacks and died.
Japanese? Is
Yeah,
that
they
why
were
you brought it up?
Japanese.
I was gonna say Japanese. I don't want to say this, but just maybe it's just they're more open with their perviness because, like, I don't know another country where they openly are like, "Hey, we sell used panties. Do you want to buy some?" Like, I'm sure that's a thing, but Japan,
Well, I
like,
mean, I got on Facebook Marketplace the other day and
oh, but those were cleaned.
I don't know if they were.
I don't think she was selling
It
them.
just said panties. And I was
A...
like, what the heck?
And then I noticed a big chunk of change missing from our bank account today. Did you really go through with
Well, we'll talk about that after the podcast.
it? Okay, well, I guess this was more of a query rather than a discussion because this is a very opinion-based podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm no, even though my alter ego, my al not alter ego, what's that thing where it's your name but not really your name?
Anagram?
Alice, something, not anagram,
Alias?
alias. Even though my alias in high school, when I was not high school, but when I was younger and as a model, was Alex Jones, I'm not really like the famous Alex Jones, and I guess I don't do good conspiracy theories, but that's my question, and it's one that I am kind of like interested in. I do enjoy a good conspiracy
Yeah.
theory, so.
I mean, it's funny because I was the guy that was like, we need to talk about what we're going to talk about beforehand. And then I just kept asking people and talking to people. I'm like, hey, what is your thoughts on this? And most people are like, yeah, I totally think, you know, not necessarily along the lines of we're being reprogrammed for certain things. But at the same time, it's like, you know, there's more UFO stuff coming out every day. You know, the government's releasing UFO stuff. Celebrities are coming out with UFO stuff. And I'm like, well, I totally would buy that that's
Well,
happening.
after freaking t the year 2020 was, like, I feel like the trees could have started talking. I'd be like, all right, we live in fucking Middle Earth now. Like,
Yeah.
this is life. So,
Makes sense.
all right, when basically everything, I told my client we were discussing this topic, and he's like, before you do, I'm gonna send you a video you need to watch, documentary. And he never sent it, but he was invited to come on here and talk with us sometime. I might as well just, I think what I'll do is next time I massage him, I'll just record him talking.
That'll be weird audio.
That'll be weird. I'll stick the microphone just, but anyways, reach out on Twitter was probably be the best place, but we also have Facebook and Instagram, and let us know your thoughts if you think the government, I keep saying the government, but you know, Hollywood in general, whichever. if they are trying to desensitize us to bigger things, whether it be drugs, alcohol, hell, maybe even terrorist attacks. So when a terrorist attack does happen,
mm-hmm.
we're not shitting our pants. Let us know what you think. You've heard what we had to say about it. So, yeah. I guess that's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed. I've been Panda.
I've been Brady.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.